We are learning Maseches Makis, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Chayav Ekrisis Shalaku Nifteru. All Chayav Ekrisis that got Malkus, and there is a Machloikis, if all Chayav Ekrisis are Chayav Malkus, our Mishnahis are going, yeah, that Chayav Ekrisis are Chayav Malkus, and let's say he gave him Malkus, then he's Potter from Karas. Kol Chayav Ekrisis Shalaku Nifteru Dei Krisosom. Shenema V'nikla Chicha Leinecha, because Shalaku, once he gets Malkus, Rei Kua Chicha. Diver Rabbi Chananya Megamil. Remember, it was a Chadish. That if someone's over chayiv increases, let's say he's and like one of the things in the first mishnah that a chayiv increases, and then you gave him malchus, as a baal achayisai, baal achayisai is chayiv karas, and then you gave him malchus, he's potter from karas now, he's potter from karas, he doesn't get karas anymore. What?
When is
there increases? When there's no hasra on malchus, then he'll get increases. But here you would think it's chayiv karas, so even if he gets malchus, it's chayiv karas. Kamas Bulon, he's part of Amkaris. Now, it's a big machakis we're showing about this. The Baal Amar learns that this is even without tshuva. Because Baal Amar points out, the Gemara says before, that if someone does tshuva, he's part of Amkaris. So here, he did tshuva already, and Malkus. What do you need Malkus for? You have a tshuva. So he says, Okta Baal Amar, it's the last Baal Amar in the Masechta, he says, Mishaloy has a tshuva, Kama. Divish has a tshuva, Paitros, Loy Malkus. So he says, don't worry about tshuva. But the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says that the only works, Malkus only passes you from Karas if you do tshuva as well. He says, so it's a big machlokes, Mechan Gamil, is the Malkus lo mechapa or it's Malkus together with tshuva? There's a mitzvah which we know, like the Rivan explains by Riches, Mida Toiva Meruba, up to 500 times. So if the Avera is Mechayiv, the Yechayiv Misa, Chayiv Karis, so for sure a mitzvah will give you back your Nefesh. Now, it's a machlokes, and the Rav has two mahalchim, the Bartnur has two mahalchim, if Rechinu Gamil is explaining his Shita. One Pshat is very geschmack, he's explaining his Shita. That, of course, Malkus it takes away the karas. You know why? Malkus is a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah, of course, will give you back your life. That's the one pshat. The other pshat is a stam, a milsav apinavsh, a stam, a musavot. That you see, if a very good mechayev karas, you imagine what a mitzvah could do. Mitzvah sure could give you chayev. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, you learn from the parish of karas itself. Shneem says in the pasuk, v'nichasu hanafashois ha'oisois. It says, k'klash yasim kol tevis eilev, nichasu hanafashois b'karev amam. V'oimer, and the pasuk says, "V'shemartem es chukoysa v'sespotai asher yasa oisam odom v'chay behem ani Hashem." So it says that if you do mitzvahs, I'm tap on my base now. That chav gimel on my base. That v'chay behem mitzvahs are called v'chay behem. Again, same machlokes if we're explaining why malchus as a mitzvah helps. So it's time that mitzvahs are chay behem. I call Yosef le'ova aveira. Anyone sits is not to arise. Noisim lo ischar koysa mitzvah. Give me ischar koysa mitzvah. And it's actually v'chay behem. It says in the pasuk, "Rak chazak levilti achol adam, ki adam hu anefesh." It says in the pasuk that be very strong and don't eat dam, ki adam hu anefesh. Adam shanafsh shodim kotsu menu. A person really is disgusted by blood. Who wants to drink blood? Still a perish menu mekabel schar. It says in the pasuk, "Leman yitav loch." The pasuk in pasuk chav hey says, "Leman yitav loch." They don't eat dam, you don't drink dam, you're going to get mamish the very good. It says the pasuk. So, madach, someone who is strong, doesn't eat dam, gets a brach on his life. If someone keeps away, gezel rice, nafsha odom mesava, gezel rice, the people want, nafsha odom mesava, they desire, lehem acham dosam, it's very desirable. Haparish be malachas kam makamash, you go daris, you imagine what Shkar will get for all the future daris. Rav Chanan Mekash Emeh, Rotsa Kosh Baruch Lezak Zishol. Kosh Baruch wanted to give Shchusim to Klai Yishol. Fikach Hirbalam Torah Mitzvah. Therefore, he gave them a lot of Torah Mitzvahs. Shanem Hashem Chofay Tzaman Tzidka. Hashem loves Klai Yishol. Man Tzidka. Yagdol Torah Yad. They give him Tzidakah. He makes the Torah bigger. Now, what exactly does that mean? That Hirba, he wanted Zak Zishol. So therefore, he's Hirba a lot of Mitzvahs. So the way the Rivon learns is, they find that Hashem gave a lot of lavim on shkatz v'ramosim, for example. He says, no one's eating shkatz v'ramosim. They're disgusting. So what do you need? A bunch of lavim on it. Zok, the Rivon, that's what we're saying. Rotzal Zakis Yisrael means he wanted to give Klai Yisrael a bunch of schar. Therefore, gave him a bunch of mitzvahs on one thing that he was disgusted on. That's what the Rivon learns. Yeah, we used to call Yoshev Velo Ova a very nice little scar mitzvah. If you sit there, don't eat shkotzim, you get a mitzvah. And you see a bunch of lava, you get like five mitzvahs. Every time you see a worm and you don't take a bite, you get five mitzvahs. So that's what he did. Hashem wants a lot of mitzvahs. That's what gave a lot of lava. As I learned the Rivon, he says, You're making it like it's not a geya. It's a geya. If someone sees something, let's say a certain vegetable, he goes to a certain restaurant, doesn't have a reputable hechsher, and he says, "No, I'm not taking broccoli. Fresh broccoli can't be checked. We know it can't be checked. I'm not taking fresh broccoli and fresh cauliflower." Right there, you got yourself five mitzvahs. And mamish b'shleimus also, because you really want those cauliflower. But like upon him, In the Pirush Mishnayos the Rambam, he says different pshat, famous pshat. Pirush Mishnayos is a Bomeridik pshat. It says, "Mikri amuna v'tayra, ki sheyekayim odo mitzvah v'tarek mitzvahs k'royu k'hoigin, v'lo yishatavim ha'kavonu m'chavene, sa'oyu lo m'shum ponim, el sheyas oysa l'shma ma'ava." So then you get chayim ba. He says, you know you get chayim ba? You do one mitzvah l'shma, you get chayim ba. He says, it's very hard to do mitzvah l'shma. So he says like this. He said, "Zelmar Machanina gave him a lot of mitzvahs, and so it's ef shesli yasa odem mechayev achas mem b'shleimus." Since there's so many mitzvahs, it's impossible not to do, you know, that mitzvah l'shma. Because it's very hard. Let's say a certain mitzvah, a guy's a big masmin, so he feels good. He's a masmin. Everyone's watching him learn. It's hard to l'shma. But you have some mitzvahs sometimes. You have a lot of mitzvahs. You'll do completely l'shma. You know, all the mitzvahs, there's a l'shma sometimes on it. But here, so many mitzvahs, it's impossible. You shouldn't do a mitzvah. You shouldn't do a mitzvah. One mitzvah, mamash, perfectly l'shma, and therefore you get chalim bas. We have two pshat of what it means that Hashem was marba mitzvah. Sok tomorrow vayit amar v'yechadon chaluka. Back the Mishnah says that if you get malchus, then you put from karos. Amar v'yechadon chaluka malav chaveru abrachaim v'gamil. Rachamil gamil has chalukim. The rabbanon achalik on him. Amar v'adav ahav amar v'rav taninon. He says, you know what? What you're saying, Rav Yechadon, is really a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechet Megillah. In the Mishnah it says, "Ein bein Shabbos yom kippurim." There's no difference between Shabbos and Kippurim. The Einish El Shazeh Zayid Bei Adam. This one, someone does Bemezid gets Skila Bei Adam. V'zeh Yom Kippur Zayid Bei Karis. V'misa. And if you hold like Rav Chananya Ben Gamliel, Idi V'Dei Adam. Who? They're both Bei Adam. You know why? Because you're not getting Karis. You're getting Malkus, and that's enough. That's sufficient. So they're both Bei Adam. Shabbos gets Skila. And Yom Kippur gets Malkus, and then you don't have Karis. So it must be, if he's saying that Yom Kippur has exclusively Karis, it means that even if you get Malkus, you still get Karis. And it's not like Shabbos gets Misa De'odam. This gets Misa De'ishmaim, gets Karis. So it's a raya that there's a choylik on Rav Chananya Ben Gamliel. So to Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchoyimer, Hamani Rivitzchi, it wouldn't be a raya. Really, if you get Malkus, you part of Karis. The Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah punkt is Rav Yitzchak. If you remember Rav Yitzchak, beginning of the parak, Rav Yitzchak holds that there is no malchus b'chayiv krisis. Homani Rav Yitzchak yidom, malchus b'chayiv krisis leka. The title of the brayse, Rav Yitzchak omer, chayiv krisis b'chalayu. All the chayiv krisis were one pasuk. V'loma yotza karis b'achayiv. So why do we have a special karis b'achayiv? So l'doyne b'karis b'malchus. Teaches that it only gets karis and not malchus. So that's why the Mishnah says zoydim le'shemayim, because there is no malchus there. But if it would be malchus, maybe that would be part of it. Rav Ashi on a different tarot. I feel tamer rabbanon, even if it's the rabbanon, and Malkus patis yivum karis. Lemaisa the ikker oynish of Yom Kippur is karis. Ze ikker zed me adam, ze ikker zed me shmaim. Which means the ikker echiyev is the mochamadik echiyev of Yom Kippur is karis, and it's very possible to have karis without Malkus if you're mazed beloy hasra. A mazed beloy hasra, you would get karis. So therefore, lemaisa. The Iker Chiev, you always look at the Chomer, the Iker Chiev of Yom Kippur, if someone had to ask you, what's the Iker Chiev of Yom Kippur? It's Karis. Because Karis is the more common to go on. How is it possible? It's possible when you have no Asra. So that's what the Mishnah means, that's not a Raya to the Shaila at all. But like upon him, Rav Yecha said, there are Cholkim, but it's not my first Mishnah anyway. Omer Rav Adab Ahava, Omer Rav Rav, Halacha Kerv Chananya Ben Gamil. We pass like Rav Chananya Ben Gamil, that Malkus patters you from Karis. Now, but the Gemara's going to ask in a second. I'm saying, what does that mean? We're teaching Shemayim what to do now? He gets Malkus anyway. We're saying, by the way, Malkus, we pass him, Malkus passes him Karas. So we're telling the Yeshiva Shemayla, by the way, don't give him Karas, we don't pass him like you. So afraid the Gemara Kasha, or Rav Yosef, man solik la'ela of Asvama, who's going up there to tell him how to paskin? The Mashal learns, that's Mashal learns the Kasha. What does it make sense? Whatever Shemayim does, they'll do. What are you paskining? What does it mean you're paskining? So the Gemara's going to answer that, we're darshaning from a pasuk. We're darshaning. We're saying what he's saying is that Rav Chananya ben Gamliel is mistavra. That's what he's saying. There are three things that Ben Shemata instituted, v'eskimu Ben Shemayla, and Ben Shemayla agreed to it. Ayodam. So man solik le'elov also, v'ama, who told us that up there they were masking to it? Ella, kroyik adashinan. We learned from we'll see from Pesukim that they were masking. Hachinami, kroyik adashinan. Here also, there are kroyik adashinan. Here also, it's mistavra, the reason we have, and the few way the Rav, the Batrul, the Mishnah, we have Pesukim, ashiyason v'chaybem, we have Pesukim that's a riot, this is soid, that Malkus will pater you from Chorus, and that's what we're saying. If we find Pesukim, then we know that Mishmaim, they will mask him to it, because we have a drosh to it. Just like we have by Rabbi Shua Malevi. Now once, the Gemara piqued our interest and said, "Mishum Alevi, we have to explain Mishum Alevi Gufa." Omra Mishum Alevi, Shloisha Dvarim Osu Bezin Shalmata. There are three things Bezin Shalmata did. Veskimu Bezin Shalmaila Ayotam, and Bezin Shalmaila agreed to it. Elin, what are the three things? Mikra Megillah, which is a new mitzvah. The Ichayim Mikra Megillah, who said that it's a new thing? It's a new mitzvah. Are they masking Mishmaim? That's number one. Number two is the Shilah Shalom B'Shem. They allowed to say Shalom Aleichem B'Shem, Hashem Yimachem. You can say Hashem's name. It's not called Mitzvah Shem Shemayim V'Atala. And third of all, Avos Meiser, which the Revan has Arichas, and basically he says that there were takanas over the years by Ezra and Mechizkiyo, new type of Meiser. First of all, that Meiser went not to the Levi anymore, it went to the Kahanim. That's number one. Leviim also, but Kahanim also. And number two is that Chizkiyo added on Meiser. Until Midrash is only Meiser on Tvua. And he added on Meiser on Yerokos and Ilanos, he added on Meiser. So again, they added on to the mitzvahs, and in the Shemayim, we're saying they were masking. How do we know? Mikra Megillah, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Kimu v'kiblu ayuhudim, and we darsh from these words, Kimu l'mayla mashkibu l'mata. So we darsh from Pesukim, that they were makayim l'mayla, what they were makabu l'mata, which means the Megillah. V'shila shalom, how do you know the Mishmaim, they will mask him to that? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'hinei boya ha'zbaum beis lechem, v'yoyim l'koytzrim, and he said, he greeted the koytzrim, the ones who were cutting his tfuah, Hashem imachem, he said, Hashem imachem. V'oyim, another Pasuk is talking about where the Malach met Gidoin, says, also there, that he greeted him with Hashem's name. V'yayir alav Malach Hashem, v'yayim alav Hashem imecho gibra achoyel. So my v'oyim, why are you two rayas? Gemara says like this: Maybe Boyaz did it himself. Maybe they weren't masking in Hashemayim. Toshema. The pasuk says the Malach himself. The Malach did it, so we know in Hashemayim they were masking. Again, we're darshing Pesukim that they were masking. How do we know they masked the Meiser? Havas Meiser. The Chassid says in the pasuk, a famous pasuk. Haviu el kol ha-meiser. The Navi says, Hashem talking, Haviu es kol ha-meiser el beis ha-oitzer. Bring all the meiser to the beis ha-oitzer. And that's where the raya is from. He says, bring the meiser to the beis ha-oitzer, which means to the beis ha-mikdosh, which is the Kahanim. V'terev ha-beisi v'charuni ha-mezois. He says, you could test me on this, Om Hashem Tzvakos. Im loy eftach lachem eis ha-rubay sa-shamayim v'rekes lachem bracha ad l'idoy. That I, you could test me that I'm going to give you bracha ablidai. What does it mean bracha ablidai? My ablidai. I'm Rav Barav. Actually, yivlus v'seim till your lips will get worn out. Malay madai from saying enough is enough. So to Gemara Vayter, so I'll upon him. These are the three things that Rav Shmuel Levi said that the maskim l'mayla. I don't know from Pesukim. So he also was saying from Pesukim. There were three times where we needed Ruach HaKodesh to mevara something. That's one pshat in the Rivan. Another pshat is that the Ruach HaKodesh called out. But it means three times, if you combine both pshat, it means three times that we needed Ruach HaKodesh to call out in order to mevara a story. What are the three times? The Beis Dino Shal Shem, or Beis Dino Shal Shmuel HaRamasi, or Beis Dino Shal Shloima. What are the three stories? One story is the Chumash. Beis Dino Shel Shem, the Chassid, it says in the Pasuk that Tamar got pregnant and they taken out to burn her because she was Mazana. So it says in the Pasuk that Vayaker Yehuda Vayoyim Etzot Kamimani, that it came from me. But no Yada, how do you know that it was from him? Maybe once she's being Mazana, maybe she's not for the other person as well. But no Yada, Domaki Ha'ichid Ozla Iul Gabal, just like Yehuda was mezana with Tamar. Also, Nami Yeshachrina legaba. Maybe someone else was mezana with her. So, how do you know that's Taka from him? So the Gemara says that was a baskel. Yotzu baskel v'amr mimendi yotzu kvushim. It came from me. Yotzu kvushim. What's kvushim mean? The word kvushim. The Rivanos two pshatim. Either means dvarim ne'alamim. That these are dvarim ne'alamim. Be'etzem, it wasn't supposed to happen. Yehuda did not want to go be Mizana with her, but the Malach schlepped him. Why? Because since he was a Melech, and Malachim had to come out from him, and she was a Tsunua, Bebeis Chamel, she was a Tsunua, and therefore there was a Xeria that she should have the children of Malachim, and therefore we had to get them together. That's what it means. Kvusha means, for me, it came, Dvarim Alom, it was my idea, Akar Baruch's idea, it's one shot. No, Kvusha means that the two children will be Kvush to Olam, because David and Mashiach are going to come from them, and therefore it's lost from being Kvush the world, capturing the world. That's Bezin Shel Shame. Now, the Rivon says that it really wasn't Mamash Bezin Shel Shame, because Shame was not alive anymore at this time. Shame died in the days of Avram Avinu. But it was his Bezin, like we say, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, even though Beis Shammai and Hillel are not alive. It was his Bezin, even after his death. So in his Bezin, we had the story of Tzadko Mimani, that the Basko said it was Taka from Yehuda. But Beis Dina Shel Shmuel, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, that when Shmuel appointed Shaul HaMelech, he was taking leave of being a Shaifet, he says, Hinnani, Onu bi neged Hashem neged Mashiachai. I'm going to say something now in front of Hashem, in front of Mashiachai, which means Shaul HaMelech. It's Shar mi lekachti. Ever take someone Shar v'chamar mi lekachti v'esmi hashakti esmi ritzoisi miyad mi lekachti? And did I take anything from everyone? Vayomer, they answered, Lo yashakton v'yosanu. You never took anything from us. You never took anything from us. Lo yashakton v'yad ishmu. We didn't take anything from us. Vayomer leiv. Then Shmuel says to them, Eid Hashem bechem ve'eid Mashiachai hayom. So is Hashem a aid and the Ashala aid that you're saying that you didn't find anything from me? Vayoymer aid. Then now it says Vayoymer aid. The problem is Shay Vayoymeru. Vayoymer Vayoymeru Vayoymeru. Shay Vayoymeru. Yotza Basko of Amra. That Vayoymer is lost of the Basko. I need aid Badava Zeh that you didn't take anything from Klal Yisrael. But Bizin and Shoshayma, a famous story by Shlomo HaMelech, where there was two women fighting over our babies, and this is my baby, this is my baby. So he brought it to the Melech, and the Melech said, you know what, we're going to make a pshara. We're going to cut it in half, and you take half, you take half. The Chesed Yara Melech, Vayomer, Tnu lo es hayolu dachai, Vameis lo tumusu hi'imu. Why? Because she said, one lady said, no, don't cut her, don't cut her, don't cut him, just give it to the other person. And the other lady said, yeah, it's a good idea, cut him up. So Shlomo HaMelech chapped that the one who's saying not to cut him is the mother. So he said, "Tnu lo ziyal lechai v'ameis loyte b'su," because he iman. And the Gemara asks, "How do you know she's the mother? Maybe she's just smart." Well, no, y'all, Dilma rumim rame. She knows what to say. She's a smart lady. Y'all, it's a Basko v'amra he iman. Those words he iman is Basko said it. So we have three times that a Basko came and settled the score by Yehuda and by Shmuel, which is by Yomer, and by the story with the baby. So Amar Rava Tzishkin Raya Mamai. Dilma Yehuda, given the chash of Yarchi, Yemi, Vishrami, since Yehuda figured out the months and the days, he figured out, he knew it was from him. The Chazinim HaChazakinim, we know already that it must be from him. Who else would it be from? Because what you see, and you figured it out. So it's not that Raya that the bearer was, because there's no one else to be chashish for, and it works out by him, so it was from him. Shmuel Nami, Kul Yisrael, Kol Vash Yechidi. A lot of times, the Gans Klal Yisrael could be called V'loshen Yachad. The Chesiv Yisrael, Noisha B'Hashem. Yisrael gets saved B'Hashem. I'm saying Nesha'im. It says Noisha B'Hashem. And Shloim Nami, so it's not right from V'yayim. V'yayim means Klal Yisrael. It doesn't mean a new person. Shiv V'yayim Ru. Something says V'loshen Yachad. And Shloim Nami, Medahokam Arachamta, V'holokam Aramta, Aramta. He says, that's not a right either. They don't need a basketball. This is Shloim Melech Nu. Because the other person didn't have Rachmanis. If they only didn't have Rachmanis, obviously it wasn't that one. You're right, this one could have made a shtick, but the other one wasn't her, so it must have been this one. So Elam, Gemara. So Elamai, that these things, that we know, that we say, that was a Ruach HaKodesh, it must have been a Mesaira, but it's not Mefurish from the, it's not a Raya from the Psukim to anything. Maybe it's a Gemara, but it's not a Raya from the Psukim that it was a Basko, that it was Ruach HaKodesh, that Mevarad the Inyan.